This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Antonio Brown. Because this one is... We talked about this yesterday because it was breaking while we were on, and Cameron Wolf was obviously following the story. Glenn Holt, his trainer, has been arrested, okay? And he was arrested on battery charges because, according to the report, the truck driver for the delivery service, and apparently there was some, I think it's Nicole Linsalata, I think is her name from Channel 7, she reported that it was due to payment, that there was a disagreement. And it seems like Antonio Brown, look, I get this. Antonio Brown will end up broke, right? I mean, he's already, I think pretty much we're convinced he's crazy, right? This is a young man that is not sane. This is a young man that does not or chooses not to get help. I don't know if you guys seen the Delonte West story? I don't know if you've been following it. Do you remember Delonte West, the basketball player?
It sounds familiar.
Played for your Celtics, actually. A bunch of tats all over the place.
That's like saying you're Philly Sixers. That's once upon a time, bro.
Okay, well, but I mean, if they're in a championship, you're bragging about them.
No, I'm not. Are you high?
Yeah, you're probably going for them. You got a Celtics jersey under that shirt, don't you?
Never. Yeah. I've never owned a Celtics jersey, actually.
Ever. Yeah. He's got a Kyrie Irving jersey there still.
Okay, but you're the guy with the Dr. J in your studio.
Hey, bro. The doc is always going to be my guy. So you look at this whole situation with Brown, and then I was telling you about Delonte West. And Delonte West was seen getting beat up in the middle of the street the other day. And apparently he's living in the streets and, you know, he's in a really bad shape right now. And people have tried to even reach out to help him, but he refuses help. And this is kind of the catch-22, isn't it? With a drug addict, the catch-22 with a guy that, or a woman that chooses to gamble, or an alcoholic, or if you have some mental instability, it's trying to reach that person to try to help them. And if you follow the Delonte West story, or if you haven't, look it up and you'll see that it's sad, because you're talking about guys that made millions of dollars, that they should be living a comfortable life the rest of their lives. And if they have any kind of issues like this, that they have the money to at least get the care that they need, right? But unfortunately, a lot of these guys end up with hanger-ons and people that are not going to protect them and try to look out for them. They're going to try to facilitate whatever disaster is going on and kind of egg it on. And maybe that's what happened to Delonte, where he had his money, he had his success, and now he's had his fall because he had nobody around him that actually cared to look at him and say, dude, don't do this, you know? And sometimes your friends or your family members, you may not like them approaching you about the brutal honesty, but deep down inside, if you care about yourself, eventually you're going to thank them because they're showing you that they're willing to put on the line their relationship or whatever it is because they want you to get better. And there is nobody around Antonio Brown that cares enough about him to get better. So he is in a destructive mode now. He is destroying people's lives, not just himself. He has obviously destroyed his career. I would imagine that by now the NFL is not going to deal with him anymore. I would imagine. You never know with the NFL because, again, they're Teflon and they can get away with this kind of stuff. But this is the part that's obvious. The trainer, Glenn Holt, is arrested, which, by the way, he worked for St. Thomas. Used to work for St. Thomas High School. Brown is now a suspect of battery on the truck driver. He, by the way, looks like he fled because they could not find him. Hey, let me tell you, AB's pretty fast. There are DBs all over the league that had problems catching up with him. So the cops, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for him. And then he's got, you know, Chelsea Chris, which is his baby mama. She put out some tweets, okay, about them and their relationship and what was going on in their relationship and how he treats her. Okay, and this is the part that, I mean, when you see this, when you see the way he treats her, he threw jelly bean penises at her, kicked her out of the house. You guys saw that video with the Hollywood cops and all that. Then after, he asks her to come back to the house so they can have a threesome with Lil Wayne's ex, apparently. Okay. I mean, really, this is the stuff that's going on with this guy. Yeah, she's smoking D's if she thinks anyone can remove you, of course, because you doing this S because you want me. You can't be hating and not taking care of me. Selfish. Ah, Chelsea, let me sex you with another girl for 2020. That's his text. He sends to her, accomplish some fun S. Just one time for me, fake ah. And I want to live every experience with you. And then, he just goes on at like, it's disturbing. I'm telling you, it's absolutely disturbing when you start to read some of the texts that goes on with Antonio Brown and his baby mama. And she put it all out there. She put all the texts and all that. She took screenshots of it, put it out on IG, put it out on tweets. It's all out there. It's all out there. So after he kicks her out of the house, he wants her to come back to have a threesome. Oh, man. This is one of those where we can laugh about it because the guy's crazy, but it's going to end like really, really, really ugly. Okay? I mean, this is one where I don't know where you see the light of day for Antonio Brown.
I was just going to ask, do you think we're coming up on that point of no return?
Oh, we're already at the point of no return.
You think we're already past that mark?
Yes, we're already at the point of no return because now the cops want him. And remember, all of his legal issues are going to continue to pile up. This driver that he assaulted, allegedly, and his trainer, what do you think he's going to do, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think is next now for that driver?
Touch with an attorney and have his attorney call the other attorney.
I mean, that guy already had like 15 calls from different attorneys already as it is. Because those hooked up attorneys got his name from the police department, from somebody that they know, and they found the number right away, and they probably already reached out to him. Okay? That guy's going to make himself some money now. And whatever's left of a... See, that's the thing with... AB doesn't realize that legally, in the end, he's going to have to pay. And he's going to have to pay a whole lot of people. Not just baby mamas, not just his kids, but all of these lawsuits. And you and I know where he ends up. Broke. Because he has to pay lawsuits and he has to pay attorneys. That's a lot of money, ladies and gentlemen. And then you got the baby mama and you got several kids. That's even more money. And you live the lavish lifestyle that you live, that you're probably burning through money every single day, a ton of money. You kidding me? And you know what's the best part about all of this? Is that right now he's probably thinking of a way that he will be on an NFL roster when training camp rolls around. He probably has convinced himself that he'll be there still. And that's what happens to a lot of these guys that go broke because they think that easy money is going to continue coming in because, no, I'll get back on track and I'll make all that money. And now nobody's really going to pay you anymore. Now everything will be incentive-based if you ever sign another deal. Again, I don't think you will anymore. At this point, I would imagine that an NFL owner now says, no, I can't bring that guy in. No. That guy will love us in the first day and then be ripping us the next day on social media. Guaranteed. That's that AB story. That's a sad story, ladies and gentlemen. That is one that is not going to end in a nice fashion.